请他们弟兄姐妹。
Praise the Lord, last week I had the opportunity to visit our brothers and sisters in Oregon and Seattle.
那边的信徒很少。
There are very few members there.
感谢主，他们都很珍惜聚会的时间。
But thank God they all cherish their service together.
在没有教会的地方，还是很热心的在敬拜神。
Even in places where there is no church, they still serve God fervently.
今天晚上想用学习效法基督的虚己作为题目来探讨腓立比书的一段一节经文。
This evening, I'd like to share with you a passage from Philippians using the topic imitating Christ who emptied himself.
我们来看腓立比书第二章。
Please read Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
第五节
Verse 5
腓立比书第二章第五节
Chapter 2 verse 5
你们当以基督的耶稣的心为心第六节
6
他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺第七节
7
反倒虚己我们上礼拜用第六节来谈到神不以神以基督的谦让他不以神同等做强夺
Last week we talked about the meekness of Christ who did not consider equality with God something to be grasped
我们这个今天晚上来谈基督的虚己
This evening we'll talk about how Christ emptied himself
在这个时代里面虚己不太容易大家都是膨胀自己不会谦虚自己或让自己觉得好像是没有的样子。
In this age, people like to boast of themselves rather than make themselves nothing.
这个虚己在英文用几个字来形容，一个就是 empty, 把自己倒空了。那另外就是 no reputation, 没有声誉，没有名望那个样子。第三个英文字都是 nothing, 把自己变成没有，变成 nothing。耶稣基督就是用这样的情况来使他自己成为这样的一种情况。
Three Bible translations render it this verse this way. The first is that he emptied himself. The second was he made himself of no reputation. And the third is he made himself nothing.
在这个时代里面，大家都觉得自己是 something， 自己是不错的人，而不是 nothing， 不是无有的人。
In this time and age, we like to think of ourselves as something rather than nothing.
最近比较有空在家里面。
Recently, I have been spending some time at home.
我那个二年级的孩子回来的时候，我会问他说：“你今天在学校学什么？”
My son, who is in second grade, when he comes home, I will ask him, "What did you learn in school?"
我很讶异的，他竟然跟我说 ，"I am the smartest boy, smartest student in my class."我是班上最聪明的人我说怎么会这样讲
I was stunned when he said to me I'm the smartest student in the class
我记得我们以前在福音网念书的时候那个老师还跟我说我的孩子英文都跟不上可能要特别加强我都还以为他是一个 retarded 是一个有问题的孩子
I still remember back in Fremont his teacher told me that he could not catch up with his English lessons and I even thought that he might have been a little retarded
那来到 Union City 他竟然觉得自己是最聪明的
But when he came to Union City he thought that he was the smartest
我问他说为什么
I asked him why
老师在那个数学比赛我都是第一个第一个完成的而且都是拿到奖品的
He said I'm always the first when they compete in math quizzes and I also get rewards
为了杀他的锐气我就问他说那你的英文呢
In order to make him not so proud, I asked him, what about your English class?
他说哦，那我就不是班上最聪明的了。
He said, in that case, I'm not the smartest in the class.
我就想起有一个故事，一个爸爸在跟一个儿子玩这个竹剑，这个好像打架游戏一样。
This reminds me of the story of a father who was playing fencing with his son.
那个这个爸爸呢，有时候就故意让给儿子，有时候就毫不客气的。重重的戳他儿子一下，这样子。
Sometimes the father would concede and to the child. Other times he would go all the way.
为什么呢？ 因为他觉得说，孩子如果让他从小就觉得自己真的很了不起，是 somebody， 是 something， 那么以后长大的挫折感会更多，他不晓得怎么样在这个竞争的社会来适应自己。
Sometimes he does not let a child win the competition because he wants to train him and not spoil him into thinking that he's the best.
所以我们为长大下个定义，到底什么叫长大呢？
So, with this in mind, what is the definition of maturity?
其实长大就是了解自己不足的一个过程。
Maturity is the process in which we find out our inadequacy.
长大就是能够了解原来满招损，谦受益，我们还有要做谦卑的人才有办法得到益处的。
And maturity means of learning that we need to humble ourselves and in order to be benefited.
圣经上一直跟我们讲说，我们真的要做一个虚己的人。
The Bible constantly teaches us to make ourselves nothing.
圣经上讲说，八福里面的第一福就讲说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
The first beatitude says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
你看，伊丽莎要为他一个门徒的先知门徒的一个寡妇来帮他偿还他的债务，否则他的儿子会被人家抓去当奴仆。
Once the prophet Elisha helped the widow of his student to pay her debt, so that her child would not be snatched away by the creditor.
伊丽莎叫那个妇人跟她的孩子到隔壁邻居去借很多很多的空器皿，要多借，不可以少借。
And he asked the widow to go to her neighbors and borrow as many as vessels as she could get.
为什么要空器皿呢？
And why should these vessels be empty?
因为唯有我们倒空了，才能够从神那边领受更多的恩惠。
The lesson is that only if we empty ourselves first can we receive God's blessing.
真的，如果我们不倒空自己的才华，神的能力不会临到我们身上。
If we do not empty ourselves of our abilities, God's power cannot come to us.
我们不倒空自己的肮脏，神的圣洁不会临到我们身上。
Unless we empty ourselves of our filth, God's holiness cannot come into us.
我们不倒空自己的骄傲，神的谦和，神那种恩惠，谦和来的恩惠不会临到我们身上。
If we do not empty ourselves of our pride, God's meekness cannot come into us.
所以谦虚真的是大有，这个虚己真的是大有好处。
Therefore, we canbenefit greatly from being empty.
耶稣基督自己亲自做榜样。
The Lord Jesus himself set an example.
他为了我们从富有成为贫穷。
For our sake, although he was rich, he became poor.
在跟我小孩子谈那个数学课程的时候，他说他最聪明的时候，他又跟我谈到一个很有我觉得蛮有趣的事情。
While my son mentioned to me that he was the smartest in the class, he mentioned something else that I found interesting.
我就一直问他说，难道没有一个人在数学上跟你一样 smart 吗？你为什么一直说你是 smart 呢？
I said, are you sure there's no one else in the class that is as smart as you are?
他说还有一个啦。
He acknowledged that there was one other person.
但是都是我让他的，因为我想说每次都我在拿第一名，不好意思啊，所以我就机会让给他，所以我就不回答，让他去回答。
He said, but the reason he is as smart as me is because I don't want to always answer the teacher's question, so I let him go sometimes.
我记得这个也蛮谦卑的了哈。
So I found that he was modest in that.
挺蛮谦卑的哈。那问题是他已经拥有了才，才让别人拥有啊。
But the problem is he possessed something he wanted first before letting others possess.
耶稣基督是把拥有的给别人，是把自己拥有的倒空啊。
But the Lord Jesus Christ emptied himself of what he already had.
耶稣基督虚己的第一个表现就是他成为奴仆的样式。
So the first way Jesus emptied himself was to become the took the form of a servant.
我们来看二章的第七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
二章七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。这个我们以前解释过，这个形象耶稣在以马忤斯的路上变的形象，就是取了一个变了一个不一样的方式显现了。
As we have noted last time, the word form is used, and this same word is used when Jesus appeared to the disciples in a different form on the way to Emmaus.
当我看到这一节的时候，我就想到说，当我们一个人在选择一个 form， 假设用一个比例来说了，我们在选择一件衣服的时候，我们要演一出戏。我们必须要选一个衣服来演这个戏。你想要选什么样的衣服呢？
Suppose you are on a play, and you have to wear a costume. What kind of costume would you choose?
你会演国王或演公主，还是会演一个下人呢？
Would you choose the form of a king, a princess, or a pauper?
我以前好像这么分享过，我有一次注意到三个女孩子，包括我的小女儿在内，在演一出戏，他们在玩游戏。
I shared with you this before. My daughter was once having a game with two other girls.
他们在演那个白雪公主的故事。
They were playing the story of Snow White.
而且到没有一个人要当巫婆，大家通通要当公主。
Nobody liked to be the witch. Every one of them liked to be the Snow White.
怎么办呢？
So what did they do?
一个小朋友很聪明啊！你穿白色的，所以你是白雪公主；我穿黄色的，所以我是黄雪公主；他穿红色的，就是穿红雪公主。我们通通是公主。
So one of them was very smart. She said, "Well, since you're wearing white, you'll be Snow White. I'm wearing yellow, so I'll be Snow Yellow. And you're wearing red, and you'll be Snow Red."
没有一个人要当坏人，大家都要当那个最重要的主角。
Nobody likes to be the bad guy, the bad character. Everyone wants to be the main character.
但是耶稣却选了那个。下人那个奴仆的 form 那个形象那套衣服来穿。
But the Lord Jesus took the lowest form.
我们知道耶稣是没有罪的。
The Lord Jesus was without sin.
我们也知道亚当夏娃被造的时候是没有罪的。
Likewise, Adam and Eve were without sin at first.
那没有罪，那个是一种荣耀的，是一种光辉的，是一种圣洁的、美丽的形象。耶稣基督也没有罪，他可以取那个形象来降生到人间的。
The form of sinlessness is a beautiful form, and the Lord Jesus could have taken that form.
但是他却宁愿成为一个奴仆。
But he chose to be a servant.
圣经上有三个经节很有趣，我们来比较读一下。我们来先来看希伯来书十章第五节。
Let's read three interesting passages. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5.
希伯来书十章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5.
十章第五节
Chapter 10 verse 5
所以基督到世上来的时候就说神啊祭物和礼物你不愿意你曾给我预备的身体第六节
6
燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的这边神来到世间是成为礼物是成为燔祭啊，是成为好像燔祭一样的身体啊，是被献上的
Here the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was offered like a sacrifice
那我们在参考诗篇四十篇第六节。
Let's now read Psalm 40, verse 6.
我们把刚刚读的记在心里面，再来比较这一节。
Let's compare this to what we have just read.
诗篇四十篇第六节。
Psalm 40, verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵。燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要这边跟刚刚我们所读的希伯来书十章第五节很相像唯一不一样的就是说那边讲说你预备了我的身体这边讲说开通了我的耳朵
This is the same verse as what we have just read except that in this particular manuscript it says But my ears you have pierced
这个英文翻得很好就是 My ears you have pierced 我们中文如果说翻成开通了我的耳朵我们就不晓得这个在讲什么。事实上，耶稣基督把自己的身体当成燔祭，他是一个奴仆的形象来的，但是他的耳朵被打了洞了，那是一个奴仆的记号啊。
The meaning of ears being pierced is a sign of being a servant, which Jesus took up.
我们来看参考出埃及记二十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus 21.
出埃及记二十一章。
Exodus 21.
我们很快的来念一节到七节。
Verses 1 to 7.
出埃及记二十一章一节到七节。
Exodus 21, 1 to 7.
你在百姓面前所要立的典章是这样：你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他必服侍你六年，第七年他可以自由白白的出去。他若孤身，就可以孤身去；他若有妻子，他的妻子可以同他出去。
4
他主人若给他妻子，妻子也给他生儿女或女儿，妻子和儿女要归主人。他若独自出去，他要独自出去。第五节，倘若奴仆说明我爱我的主人，要和我的妻子儿女不愿意自由出去，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，要带他到门前，靠着门框用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。 所以我们刚刚读到那个诗篇啊，那你说开通我的耳朵，就是这一句话，要用锥子把他的耳朵打个洞，那么呢，他就要永远成为主人的仆人了、啊。
So what we read in Psalms was an allusion to this law that this person shall be a servant forever.
耶稣基督他的身体就好像一个奴仆，耳朵被穿了个洞，他以奴仆的形象来到人间，被神献作欢祭啊。
The Lord Jesus took the form of a servant and had his ears pierced and offered himself as a burnt offering.
奴仆就是虚己的表现。
So being a servant is a way of emptying oneself.
奴仆是受限制的。
And being a servant means you are confined.
你知道吗？这位天地的主宰，他是多么的伟大，他却被限制在一个肉体里面。
The Lord Jesus, although he was the mighty creator, was confined in the flesh.
圣灵是没有限量的，他是因为肉体的关系而受到了肉体的限制。
While the Holy Spirit had no limit, the Lord Jesus was limited in his flesh.
他的肉身降生在马槽里面，显现出他的卑微。
He was born in a manger, which shows his humility.
我们有没有养过马？
Have you ever raised a horse?
小弟没有养过马，但是小弟养过牛。
I haven't, but I've raised an ox.
那个，我以前跟大家分享过，我们小时候我一定要。因为牛工作很辛苦嘛，我们当小孩子一定要去割草，然后等牛这个工作辛苦完，躺在牛槽里面的时候呢，就拿草来喂牛这样子啊。
Because the ox worked very hard during the day, so we as the kids had to gather the hay so that the ox would feed on the hay later.
当我把这个草拿到牛房间的时候，真的要停止呼吸的啦。
And whenever I bring the hay to the ox, I would have to stop my nose.
那隔壁是猪舍，这边是牛舍，都是臭得要命的。
I would have to cover my nose because it was very smelly.
没有一般正常的人不会在牛舍或猪舍出生的啦。
So no ordinary human being would be born in a manger.
耶稣基督为了要显出他的谦卑奴仆的形象，他以最卑微的方式生在马槽里面了。
But to demonstrate his humility, the Lord Jesus chose to be born in a manger.
耶稣以奴仆的样式，不只是他的肉身受限制，他的言语也受限制。
Not only was Jesus confined physically, he was also confined in his speech.
我们来看约翰福音第八章。
Please turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
约翰福音第八章二十六节
John 8:26
我有许多事讲入你们判断你们但那差我来者是真的我在那里所听见的我就传给世人我们来看二十八节
28
所以耶稣说你们举起人子之后必知道我是基督并且知道我没有一件事是凭我自己做的我说的话乃是照父所教训我的，这么提到父说的话都是照着，不，耶稣基督说的话都是照着父所说的，父所教训的。
Whatever the Lord Jesus spoke would be from the Father.
不是自己随便乱讲的。
He did not choose to speak his own words.
没有自己说自己话的自由啊，是受限制的，就好像一个奴仆一样啊。
He did not have the liberty of saying whatever he wanted. He was like a servant.
那个有。这个世界上我觉得最辛苦的一件事情就是你有意见哦，没有办法说。
Perhaps the most difficult thing in this life is not being able to express your opinion.
哎，心事随人知，你这个心中的想法都没有办法用借着言语来告知别人嘛。
Yeah, especially when nobody can understand your feelings and you cannot express it with words.
讲话本身是一种满足啊。
Speaking itself is quite satisfying.
我来美国的时候，有点讶异这边的教育制度。
When I first arrived at the U.S., I was surprised by the education in the U.S.
在台湾上课五十分钟，老师一定是讲足五十分钟。
In Taiwan, for example, during a 50-minute lecture, the professor will use it all up.
那在这边上课五十分钟，老师也许讲了三十分钟。
But here, the professor may speak only 30 minutes.
然后再来就让学生举手问问题。
And let the students ask questions.
有的学生哦，老师在讲课，他就要举手要问问题了。老师不叫他，他一直举着不放下。
Some students raise their hands while the professor is speaking, and even though the professor doesn't respond, they keep their hands up.
哎，你以为他们真的有很多很多很宝贵的意见要讲啊？
You may think that they have a lot of good opinions to share.
但是等到他们讲的时候，才会知道，哎呀，这个你也说，根本就没有什么内容，你也要急着要讲。
But when they talk, you sometimes realize that they don't have much content to share.
这个时代是我有话要说的时代。
This world is a world where people like to talk.
但是耶稣基督他所说的都是照天父所教导他说的。
However, the Lord Jesus spoke only what was taught by the Father.
怪不得他说我说的话就是灵就是生命啊。
No wonder he said my words are spirit and life.
我们常常在听道理哈。
We often hear sermons.
你会觉得听道理真的有两个很不同的感受。
There are two different kinds of feelings when you listen to sermons.
一种道理真的是讲员自己用悟性去准备出来的道理。
The first sermon comes from the intellectual perception of the speaker.
你会知道有时候蛮好笑的，有时候也当时也听得蛮感动的。
In this case, the sermon may be funny or even moving sometimes.
但是你一段时间你就把它忘记了。
But you forget about such sermons after a while.
但是如果那个原理话语是根据圣灵的感动，是从神来的，是圣灵当中准备出来的，那个话语在你30年之后都还会进入你的心里面。
But if the sermon is prepared under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then after even decades, he will still remember the sermon.
所以耶稣基督的言语虽然受限制，却是蛮有力量。
Although the Lord Jesus' words were confined, his words were powerful.
我最近在听那个洪德明传道的录音带。
I recently heard the sermon cassettes of Preacher Hong.
他下个月要来到我们当中。
Who will be here next month?
他在谈到有9天当中呢，他的太太被恶魔欺负啊。
He shared how his wife was disturbed by the evil spirit for 9 days.
本来要跟传道打招呼的哈，某个传道来看他哈，要打招呼说某某传道你好。那昨天讲出来变成很不客气的、很粗鲁的、骄傲的那种话。
During that time, when there was one time when the pastor visited her and she wanted to greet this pastor, but uncontrollably she said something very rude.
他的言语、他的心思，他想要这样做，但是讲出来的就是不一样。
She could not speak words from her mind.
他在提到说，为什么他的心没有完完全全百分之百被那个恶魔攻占呢？
And Preacher Hong shared with us why the devil did not possess her completely.
他的太太为什么没有哈？因为他每天在那个家里的黑板上面呢，偶尔会写一个圣句这样子。
They would always put a new Bible verse on the wall every day.
他们就抄了一个圣句，就是靠着神的名，我有胜利这样子。
So they wrote a verse that says something like, I will have victory by the name of the Lord.
就是因为那句话一直深藏在他的心中。
And that verse stayed in her heart.
那句话保守住他的心，没有完全被魔鬼控制啊。
And so that she was kept by this verse from the possession of the evil one.
耶稣在眼里没有自由，却是有能力的，因为他从神那边听的话，他才说。
Even though the Lord Jesus was confined in his speech, he'sWords were powerful because they were from God.
耶稣基督的行动也失落了自由。
The Lord Jesus was also
受到了限制。
Confined in his actions.
我们来看约翰福音第五章。
Please turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
19节。
Verse 19.
约翰福音五章19节。
John 5 verse 19.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做，父所做的事，子也照着做。这边好，耶稣基督他的行动，他所做的事情，完完全全照天上的父指示来做。
Here the Lord Jesus said that he only did what he saw the Father was doing.
就如同仆人按照主人的指示来做一样。
In the same way that a servant only does what the master commands.
那个如果没有行动的自由是很痛苦的啦。
It is a very hard to bear if you don't have the freedom to do whatever you want.
小弟1985年来美国的时候呢，没有车子，一年当中都没有办法去哪里，觉得行动受限制，非常辛苦啊。
For the first year when I came, first came to the U.S., I did not have a car, so I felt very confined.
保罗，我们这个礼拜在伯克莱大学提到说，在查到查经什么形状，查到保罗在监狱里面做了两年的监呢。他在两年当中，啊，这个官府给他允许他的家人来照顾他，他是行动也是受到限制，两年之久，至少两年之久。
During this week's Bible study at Berkeley campus, we study how Paul was under house imprisonment for 2 years where he was confined.
有个历史学家是讲说，耶稣基督哦，不是自己讲自己的话的一个哲学家。
And historians remarked that the Lord Jesus Christ was a philosopher who did not speak his own words.
不是自己走自己的路的革命家。
He was not a revolutionary who walked in his own way.
不是自己谈自己意见的宗教家。
He was not a religious founder who advocated his own ideas.
但是他比这些所谓的专家更加的突出。
However, he was much more excellent than any of these.
他的突出在乎他对神的顺服，他的言语行为，他的言语，他的动作，通通是直接来自于神呐。
And he was extraordinary because he submitted to God, and all his speech and actions were from God.
他取得奴仆的形象的一个表现，最后一个表现，我们觉得他失落了自己的主权呐。
Finally, the way the Lord Jesus became a servant was he surrendered his own will.
他没有照自己的意思来做事情。
He did not conduct himself according to his will.
路加福音22章跟我们讲说，他祈求父啊，不要照我的意思，但是要照你的意思。
In Luke 22, the Lord Jesus prayed to the Father according to your will and not mine.
有时候我们常常在祈求神呢。
We often pray to God.
有的人在很软弱的时候，常常会说神啊，你为了证明你喜欢我，请你一定要在什么事情让他能够成全。
Sometimes in our weakness, we may ask the Lord to make something happen to show that he still loves us.
啊，主啊，让受洗有人看异象啦，所以你才能证明你跟我们同在啊。
For example, Lord, show your precious blood during show a vision during baptism, so we know that you are with us.
啊，主啊，让他病好啊，你才知道我们祷告有功效啊，我们才知道你跟我们同在啊。
Lord, heal this person so that we know that you are present.
如果神每次都听我们的话呢，那么变成我们是神的主人。
If God has to listen to our petition every time, then we become God's master.
神是我们的奴仆啦。
And he is our servant.
耶稣基督交出了他的自由意志，他也交出了生命的主权。
Not only did the Lord Jesus surrender his will, he also surrendered his life.
我们都记得，当一群军兵要来捉他的时候。
As we know, when the soldiers came to arrest the Lord,
人家问他说，耶稣问他们说，你们要找谁？
The Lord asked these people, who are you looking for?
他说要找拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus of Nazareth, he said.
耶稣说我就是。
Jesus said, I am.
那些人就跌倒了。
I am he, and they fell backwards.
这些人跌倒起来的时候，一样不悔改，继续同样要抓这个拿撒勒人耶稣啊。
Even after they got up, they did not repent, but still wanted to arrest him.
耶稣的生命是自己交出去的，不是别人夺去的。
The Lord Jesus laid down his own life, and it was not taken away.
摸及到这种交出生命主权的这个道理，真的是不太容易实施在这个社会里面。
In this world, it is hard to practice laying down our own lives.
你知道吗？在文艺复兴之后呢，就进入了从神权的中心进入人权的一个中心呢、啊，人权的思想、啊。
Renaissance. After the Renaissance, the society went from a theocentric thought to a humanist thought.
什么都是我啊。
People began to emphasize the self, the ego.
我最近听到一些青年在讨论婚姻的问题。
Recently, I overheard some youth talking about marriage.
我知道现在一个很普遍的思想就是主内主外已经不是最重要的问题了。
Now there's a popular notion which is it doesn't matter whether you marry in the faith.
重要的是自己要寻求到人生的幸福。
But what matters is happiness in life.
你会提到，如果用人的中心做思想来看这个问题，那么也许他们说的是对。
From a self-centered perspective, this may be correct.
但是从神以神为中心的思想来看，这个跟圣经的道理不合乎啊。
But from a God-centered perspective, this is against the Bible.
我常在想哦，不是真耶稣教会的信徒，那些修女神父啊， 他们都可以为主耶稣持守一生的这种不嫁不娶啊。
Even those who are not who are not of the true Jesus Church, such as the Catholic fathers or nuns, they can maintain their chastity all their lives.
他们把生命的主权交出来。
They surrender their lives to God.
甚至拜偶像的、拜魔鬼的佛教徒，那些和尚尼姑，也把自己的生命主权交出来。
Even the Buddhists who worship a false religion surrender their lives.
耶稣基督西己，他交出了自己的主权呐。
The Lord Jesus emptied himself by surrendering his own will.
很感谢主，我们今天真的很多弟兄姐妹哦，为神不上班，为神不生小孩，为神甘愿宁愿做一个寡妇，为神不嫁不娶啊。
Thank God, many people are willing to do things for God, such as not working or staying a widow or not getting married.
这是相当不容易的。
And this is not easy.
但是一个人如果愿意虚己，把自己全部倒出来，相信主耶稣会给他更多的力量来帮助他。
However, if we empty ourselves for God, God will help us.
我们来再参考腓立比书第二章。
Let's come back to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。这边提到说耶稣基督成为人的样式。
Lord Jesus was made in human likeness.
我们刚用那个一个戏剧啊，穿一件奴仆的衣服做比喻，那个是一个 form 穿上去。
Just now we used the costume in a play as an example to talk about the form of a servant.
他穿上去之后，这边又提到说，不只是穿越，他真的是演那出戏演得非常好，亲自真的成为一个仆人。亲自真的成为一个人来到人间了。
Not only did Jesus take on an appearance, he actually became a human being.
所以他是真正有血有肉、有感情、有爱、有气的人，有气氛的人呐。
This means that he lived in flesh and blood, and he had emotions, affections.
在耶稣当时那个时代，有一种主义叫诺斯底主义。
During the early church, there was a thought called the Gnosticism.
他们结合犹太教、古波斯、古罗马、古埃及、异教的这种神秘性啊的一些色彩，然后相信呢，人的肉体是邪恶的，人的灵魂才是至善至圣的。
School of thought combined the mystic religions of the Persian and Roman empires and thought that.
灵魂是肉体是邪恶的、唯有灵魂才是心灵才是至善的。
That the flesh or the physical body is evil and only the spirit is pure and good.
那么一个灵要从肉体跳脱出来，他才能够被拯救这样子。
So for a person to be saved, he needs to be delivered from his flesh.
因为肉体是邪恶的，所以耶稣基督没有道成肉身，那只是耶稣基督。只是一个幻影而已。
Followers of this school believe that because the flesh is so evil, the Lord Jesus Christ did not come into the flesh. He only appeared as flesh.
他们觉得耶稣基督的圣灵是受洗的时候得到的，那个被定之前，那个灵已经离开这个肉体了。
They believe that the Holy Spirit left the Lord Jesus when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
这种想法呢？在新约时代，约翰一书、约翰二书，都是针对这样的一种错误来提出正确的道理来反驳这样的一种错误的思想啊。
Some of the epistles in the New Testament, such as First or Second John, rebut these refute these kind of thoughts.
我们知道耶稣是真人。
We know that Jesus was truly a human being.
他带着肉身，所以可以为我们死。
Because he was in the flesh, he could die for us.
耶稣也是真神。
And he was the true God.
所以他可以复活。
That was why he resurrected.
所以我们不能否认他肉体的这一个层面啊。
So we cannot deny that Jesus was in the flesh.
当然神的生命是比人的肉体的生命更高贵的了。
Of course, the life of God is more noble than the life of man.
但是我们注意一个问题哈。耶稣在世上常常称自己是人子。
Have you ever noticed, however, that the Lord Jesus often identified himself as the Son of Man?
没有错，他有时候会说他是神的儿子，他要宣称啊。
And there were times when he acknowledged that he was the Son of God.
常常说自己是人子啊。
But more often than not, he called himself Son of Man.
假如你知道说这个，明天你要变成一只猴子。
For example, if you know that tomorrow you will become an ape.
你知道你猴子的生命是低于人的生命，人更有高贵的生命。
And knowing that, you will take on a lower form of life.
你在当猴子的时候，你会不会跟猴子同伴讲说，哎，你知道吗？我不只是猴子，我是人子哎。我是人子，我高贵多过于我这个猴子哎。
Will you say to your companion apes, fellow apes, I'm not just an ape like you. I'm actually a human being.
耶稣基督的虚己表现在他在做人的时候，一直的没有以这种以前的这种身份作为他的夸口啊。
The way the Lord Jesus emptied himself was he did not boast of his original identity.
并且他活得很快乐。
And he was happy about that.
没有一直想说为什么我活在这个次等的世界里面呢？
He did not grumble and complain being in an inferior society.
我想我们以前读过，我们再读一次啊，《箴言》第八章三十一节。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 8 verse 31.
箴言八章三十一节。
Proverbs 8:31.
这里得到智慧哦，这里的智慧就是耶稣基督了哈。
The wisdom here is Jesus Christ.
我们来从三十节开始念哈。
Verse 31.
那时我在他那里为工程师，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃。三十一节。
31.
踊跃在他为人预备可住之地，也喜悦住在世人之间。这个伟大的神虚己成为人的样式。他没有以来到人间做次等的这种人的这个样式而感到难过，他是喜悦住在世人之间呢、啊。
God did not,
Jesus,
the Lord Jesus was not displeased to dwell among mankind. In fact, he delighted in doing so.
他一点点委屈的感觉都没有啊。
He did not feel that he was being demoted.
所以耶稣基督真的不只是有那种。奴仆的形象那个样子而已、啊、那个形象而已，他成为人的样子啊啊啊，做什么像什么，很高兴的生活在人之间呢、啊、
Not only did he take on the form of a servant, he actually lived as a human being among us.
今天我们学习了这个道理，我们要效法主耶稣基督。
Having learned this lesson, we must imitate the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要立志做一个卑微的人。
We must resolve to be a humble person.
虚己有虚己的表现。
We must empty ourselves.
除了这样例子之外，还要把它像耶稣基督一样实现出来，活出来。
And like Jesus Christ, we must live likewise.
我们有时候常常觉得，我今天信耶稣，我就被要求要这样做那样做。
Sometimes we may feel that as a Christian, we are restricted by.Certain demands.
而不会觉得很快乐。
And we don't feel happy.
然而，我们如果继续参考下去的话，因为耶稣的这种吸取，耶稣的这种谦让，啊，下次谈到耶稣的顺服，啊，这样的一种精神，让耶稣的名呢，称为万民之上的名。
But we can see that from this passage, the meekness of Christ, the emptying of Christ, and the submission of Christ made him.To be exalted above all names.
所以我们如果真的虚己，成为神要我们所学习的那种样式，我相信神要让我们能够活在他的欢喜快乐之中，然后得到神要给我们预备给我们的荣耀。
So if we empty ourselves, and live in joy and happiness, we will receive the joy, the glory of God one day.
最近我们都看到美国在选总统。
We've been watching the election.
我们在看电视，我觉得在选举那个选举人，每个人都是真的，我觉得他们都是 empty themselves， 怎么说呢？都是尽最大的努力在争取选票。
As we can see, the during the campaigns, the candidates empty themselves in the sense that they did everything they could.To win the election.
你到坝去呢？他自己那个候选人在坝发传单，请大家投他一票。
Some of the candidates even go to the bar station to distribute flyers about themselves.
又够他48个小时没有睡觉啊，都是在做竞选的工作。
There was one time when Al Gore did not sleep for 48 hours during the campaign.
你昨天看到那个田纳西西州那些人，那种在大雨的之下等待选举的结果，一会儿又觉得很冷，又很疲倦，一会儿又觉得自己被打败了，又很难过。那一会儿又说没有被打败，又很高兴，这样上上下下的，但是整个晚上几乎没什么睡觉。
Last night in the cold rain, the Al Gore's supporter in Tennessee just stayed there. Sometimes they were depressed, thinking that he was defeated. Other times they were excited, with high hopes, but they stayed there and did not sleep.
他们为了一个政治的目标，如果讲好听一点，可能是为人群服务的这个目标，他们真的付出了他们的血汗。他们的精神，他们的睡眠，牺牲他们的身体啊。
For a political cause, they were willing to sacrifice, and give their energy and sacrifice their sleep.
耶稣基督为了救人灵魂，他所做的却是比我们昨天晚上所看到那个画面牺牲的、付出的更多。
Our Lord Jesus, in order to save our souls.Surrendered himself much more than what we see in the election.
耶稣基督让我们以他的心为心。
So let us have the heart of Christ.
我们要为主耶稣来倒空什么？如何做吸取呢？
So what should we empty ourselves of?